Okay, so I'll get started. Thanks, guys, for being here this morning. Brad is here, and I was just saying earlier that Brad was a part of the very first assembling of men that we had when God gave me the idea for this league. And we knew that men were going to be kind of the anchor group that we were going to roll off of, because we believe that men have a responsibility. Integrous men have a responsibility to help impact the demand side. And I know that men feel that way, and I'm not speaking to men in a directive. I'm saying I know by talking to so many integrous men that they feel a responsibility to help us impact that demand side. The problem that what I do, for those of you that don't know what I do, we have a safe house now that has the capacity for 12 victims of sex trafficking. By the end of 2023, we'll have 24 girls and possibly 48, depending on, obviously everything I say is vision for me, but it always depends on what God allows. Sometimes I think we're going to do this, and then God does this, and then I'm like, okay, well, that was, my plans are out the door. But we have plans to expand to 24 girls by next year, 12 girls by the end of this year. We have 2 girls right now. We're holding for another 2 weeks before we accept another two, just as so we can be running our program and not be too, because it is a lot when these girls come up under our care. It's hourly. It's every minute we have something. We had one of our girls last night, while I was actually on the phone with Robson, get taken to the emergency room from the safe house. And so I had to quickly jump off the phone and deal with that. But it's something every single day. And so it's what I get to hear and get to see is tragic at its least, because of what the common buyers of pornography or sex or online, whatever that is, stuff online, Backpage and the online sex shows, and everybody, there's a generation of men that believe that these girls choose this, and this is the way that they make their money, and this is what they've done, and blah, blah, blah. But I know the back end of that, and I know what girls are actually being forced to do, and what it appears to be is not what it is to the buyer. And some buyers really don't care. I mean, as long as they get what they want, they don't care what's happening before and after. And so as me and other people in my space fighting this fight and trying to, restore these girls who are being rescued out of this disgusting situation, we know instinctively that we can do this until kingdom come. And it's just, the problem just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And why is that? Because the demand is so much. If we didn't have a demand for bread, there would be no bakers. If we didn't have a demand for cars, there would be no manufacturers of cars. So if we don't have a demand for sex that is purchased, there would be no pimps. There would be no abuse of these girls. There would be no force and coercion and manipulation and torture. There would be none of that if there wasn't a demand. And so we know that without a shadow of a doubt, that when we partner with men of honor and we ask these guys to come alongside of us, and I'm speaking on behalf, here comes Robson. I am speaking on behalf of not just me, but every other person in the fight against sex trafficking, because that now has surpassed the, I think it's right at or surpassing, maybe just by a nudge, the gross sales for drugs in America, which is saying a lot, right? So we have the last number that they calculated, which is just, what they can measure. It was $2 billion in America in 1 year. It's 99 million in 1 year in Dallas, in Texas. And so that is a gigantic industry, and it's on the backs of girls who are being used for advancement of money. Okay, so as we start this movement, which this is grassroots to all get out. Brad, you know this because you were in the very beginning when we were all trying to just push the things together and we couldn't get it launched, and it just wasn't God's timing then. But I have not forgotten about this mission, and it keeps replaying. I've tried a million times to get it started, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, the Lord just started it. I was talking to Celeste and Robson at a meeting that we had about Robson donating some landscaping to the safe house. And it just took a life of its own. And Robson said, I can, that's easy. I can help you with landscaping. What else can I do? And he was just so emotional and so hyped up about it. And he said, we got to do more. I'm like fired up. I got to do more. And so I said, well, we're going to do, and here's something we're planning, but we don't have a director for this yet and blah, blah, blah. And I don't want to take on one more thing. So I just opened the safe house. And so he's nudging Celeste and said, you need to do this. And so they work together in the same company. But long story short, Celeste and I met and we've come to some agreements, and she's going to direct this movement for me. She's got an extensive, outrageous background in marketing and development. So so now here we are. We're in grassroots. This is the very beginning. We are believing God for 500 members by the middle to end of April. And these are going to be our founding members. And what we're going to do with this is take this and start letting God just spread it as he does, right? And so the idea behind this is that one guy tells one guy and the other, and we all know about networking. We all know about network marketing. This has nothing to do with network marketing. This has to do with the effect that happens when one person talks to another. And one thing you're going to hear me say over and over and over again is there is no shame at Bochy's, because what we deal with is the very fractured and the very broken. We deal with the girls who are at the end of their rope. We deal with girls who've been subjected to 10, 15, 20 abortions in their lifetime. We deal with girls who've been raped 20 times a day on average for, you know, months and months on end. We deal with girls that have been tortured and beaten. There's nothing worse than the girls that we get. Like, no more brokenness can you find than these girls. And so we don't have shame. Bochy's brand is about rebuilding and restoring, and it is about healing and freedom. And so when we are talking to guys, and I'm speaking to the men on this call right now, and even to all of us who are going to be talking to other men, when we're speaking to other men, we want them to know, look, we're not asking you, so are you a buyer of sex? Are you guilty of this? We're not doing that. We're going to assume that everyone has never done that before. And so what we want to do, and this is what kind of the Lord has shown me, is that we're going to create this environment through an actual, what I'm calling it an app, but it's actually a platform. And I'm going to let John speak into that in just a minute. But we're going to create a place for men to belong where they can go to the pace they want. They can go as fast as they want, as slow as they want. They can receive the information. They can help expand the network. They can network just for their own advancement in their own companies. But the goal is this, that men come to a central place to find their own healing and their own freedom. Maybe they're not addicted to sex or buying strip clubs or whatever. Maybe they just have maybe they were molested as a child themselves, and they have not received any freedom for that or healing. Maybe they have an anger issue. Maybe they have an eating issue. Maybe they have a cheating issue. I don't know what, everybody has something, but we want to create a place for men to come in a safe place in private and receive healing in exchange for their membership. So the membership starts at $10 a month. It's $100 a month or $500 a month is what we're kind of creating right now as the framework. But in our founding members, what we want to do is offer the $500 level for the $100 a month, right? So that's for the first 500 men that come in. But what do you get in exchange for that? So we know it's just very similar to the Lions Club, the Rotary Club, where your money goes directly to the mission of eradicating the exploitation of women. Now, that goes into the 48, let me give you some numbers. It cost me $380,000 to restore 10 girls for 1 year. Okay, so do those numbers by to 48 girls, okay? I need $6 million over the next 3 years to expand our property for a complete community of healing for women who are still in the life, domestic violence victims, women who are, you know, walking around because they've been raped a million times in their life. They have kids and family, but they've never been healed. And so everything at home is messing up. So we are building a complete freedom center along with 48 beds in this one location. The goal is to build 700 beds in 7 years. And that is by acquiring other safe houses who might be failing. That is by franchising out the concept to other founders who want to do this. That's how we're going to expand that. But we can't do that we can do that all day long and keep raising money, but we want to create a solution that is an ecosystem of healing and encouragement. And by the same time, we're expanding a community of men who are linking up with this idea and this mission and saying, we're going to stand for honor. We're going to stand for integrity, and we're going to stand for dignity. We're going to get our healing, and we're going to do it in private, and we're going to do it in our own time. So nobody knows what we're doing behind this platform. But we are also going to go and look for other guys, and we're going to bring them alongside of us into this tribe of men, into this war, this group of warriors. And we're going to say, hey guys, we're not doing that anymore. Like, we're not going to strip clubs anymore. We're not objectifying women anymore. Let's find something else to objectify. Let's objectify cars and guns and whatever else that's not violating a human being, a child. There are little babies being trafficked now at 3 to 6 months old. You can't even believe the stuff I've seen and heard. I have to have EMDR to kind of erase the scenes that I've seen. I won't even tell you some of the stuff I've seen and heard of, because it'll literally make you want to throw up. But this is not just about that 25, that 30-year-old woman who's having sex or stripping at a strip club. This is about, it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And babies are being born into this place. The emergency that we had last night was one of my residents was, we thought was pregnant from one of the Johns. And she's only been with us for 2 weeks. So we had to go do all the stuff. And I can't really talk much more about that, but that's what we get. We get girls who are pregnant and they don't know who the dad is. They don't know. They've just been raped. So this is a problem that we absolutely need guys to come alongside of us to help us. We can fight this battle inside in restoration and rescue, but we cannot do it without guys like you guys who are men of honor, who can say, I am going to stand up. I'm doing, like Robson. He just said, I'm in. Like, I don't care. I don't care. He's like, I'm in. Like, he's just so in. He's like, he's on fire. Because he's got something inside of him. He's got a warrior inside of him that says, we're going to put a stop to this. And I'm going to go find guys just like me who want to come into the battle with me and say, guys, we're going to stop this. Because my goal is that we start driving down Northwest Highway and strip clubs are like now abandoned buildings. My goal is that just like it was in the back in the day when people were smoking and then they decided no more smoking, that now there's no more smoking anywhere. Like, you can't smoke anywhere. Like, if you are, you're like a little, you know, ostracized corner over there smoking your cigarette. And so that's my goal and my vision. But I know that I cannot do this without guys. I cannot do this without men. I just can't. They have to create their own. They have to create their own thing. They have to create their own movement. Guys have to get together and be men and do what men do. They war and they provide and they protect. And I believe that men will come together and they will war for this problem. It's time, you guys. It's time. We can't keep turning our heads anymore. I believe that men are going to come together and they're going to war together to provide protection and to provide means for these girls that have been so radically violated to find their healing and to be able to get back. One of my residents has a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. That now that she's like out of that life and now she's sober and she's like every day crying because she wants her babies back. Well, we're fighting for those babies because we want those babies to have their mom back because we're fighting to stop a generation of destruction. So if we can rebuild her, we can put her back as a healthy mom and a potential wife one day to her family. And she can nurture this family and she can bless her home and her community. And so I'm doing that. But I have a vision that I'm going to see thousands and thousands and thousands of men come alongside of us, not just for Bochy's Place, you guys. We're talking about the entire, I want to be able to have so many funds flowing in from so many men being part of this movement that we can go to other safe houses and say, don't close down. We'll help you stay open. Don't close down. We're going to come alongside of you and we're going to help you to keep the fight. There's so many guys that I'm working with who are ex-Navy SEALs who are doing these sting operations and rescues. And we want to give them more money and say, increase your team, go get more kids. Cause they're rescuing like 8 and 10 and 12-year-olds. So that's where we're at. And that's what we're doing. And I'm telling you guys, I don't even know. I was this fired up when we opened the safe house because I know that I know, cause I'm a solutions driven person. I had this little conversation with the Lord in me. And I said, listen, if you're going to use me, you got to use me for a solution, because I'm not the person that's just checking in every day and going home. And I did my little 2 cents. No, I want to put an end to something. I want to put an end to this. And it seems insurmountable, but it's not, because it's one person at a time. It is one, every man who's on this call right now, hearing my voice, it is one person at a time. It is you talking to your dad and your brother and your uncle and your cousin and say, hey, come alongside of us. Let's do this together. It is that person talking to his team of friends. It is that person talking to his employees. It is that pastor talking to his men and his group and saying, let's join this movement. My God, it's time. It's time. And so in exchange for your membership fee, we're going to provide you a platform that you can belong to. And I'm going to let John pop on and kind of explain very kind of high level. We're going to kind of what this platform looks like. But I will tell you, when we gather in April, when we all get to see each other face to face as the founding members, we're going to do a slideshow and show the Seeing Active, right? But then we're going to have our first 500 members as our kind of our advisory board, if you will, where everybody's plugging in their piece and plugging in their wisdom and their perspective of how we can make this better. And then in September, we launch to everybody, right? So once we meet those 500 men in our founding members, you can never be a founding member again unless somebody resigns or dies. Outside of that, it is what it is. That's the basics. So, John, will you explain a little bit based on what you guys are doing in your team to create this platform for us?
Sure. I'll give you kind of a 30,000 foot view. And our platform, basically, in the name of the company is Skylab. We've spent $20 million over the past 6 years putting this together because as we saw what Facebook, Zuckerberg, and also Bezos has done in regards to deplatforming people when they say something that's politically incorrect, or a gold star mom that is disappointed by the way that the administration might have gotten people out of Afghanistan, and her son died and how she was disappointed and they deplatform her. We begin to look at ways to be able to create a platform that really that protects that from happening. So our platform basically it keeps influencers and churches from being deplatformed, from saying something that's not correct. But we also, our platform is built on a gaming platform, which has caused massive engagement in comparison to what other big tech has done, and because of distrust with algorithmic manipulation and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, we have a way to bring community in a situation like what we're talking about here with Carla, because most platforms are informational. If someone builds an app or whatever, like churches build an app, it's basically informational. They it's basically used to let people know what time services start, where to take their kids, that kind of thing. But we have built something that really causes community. And as I've sat and been with Carla, and we've known Carla and Simon, their family, now for 12 years, something like that, Carla, and was really around when Sparkle Living, her first thing that she really felt like the Holy Spirit was leading her to do. So we've kind of been there from the inception. And but when we met on Wednesday of last week, I saw this in a whole different perspective. And she had contacted me a couple of weeks before and said, we need to get together and talk about, you know, how the platform might be able to help Bochy's. And so I come into the meeting thinking that we're just going to talk about Bochy's place, and I'm just blown away with what she has and what she wants to do with men. And so what our platform does is that it brings all these components together, basically, so that we can communicate with each other. And there's a monetization side of what we do in regards to ad content and that kind of thing. But really what it's doing is it's going to bring a platform and present a platform to people that want to be involved. And one of the things that she's talking about in regards to the 16th is that when she steps on that platform on the 16th, we'll be able to demo this app, and it'll show people how not only they can join and be a part, but they can really be a part of the community. And it creates a community, and there's a rippling effect that there's so many different things. And it would be something that we would really need to demonstrate for these guys at some point, Carla, that would show them. Robson was there with us, and Robson, you can say something about how what you saw and what you felt when you saw it. But it really is a tool for this type of situation, and creating a sense of community where it's not just informational, but you can participate in this thing, and people that are a part, they can see there's ways that not only Carla can speak to people through it, because it has a live stream component. It has its own Instagram component. It's got so many different things that will contribute and help this thing perpetuate and reach a lot of people. There's just so many different ways to communicate to people through this, and again, bring the community together.
Also, I didn't mention, just so for y'all's information, I have a team of 7 trauma-informed counselors that sit on my advisory board now that surround this whole mission and the whole safe house, and keeping everything that we're doing to restore these girls in line with all their specialties, right? So we have them from all different angles, but they're all trauma informed. And so I've spoken with them, and particularly the lead one, the chairman of the board, and she is, and I spoke a couple of days ago, and they're going to start assembling a group of therapists who specialize in men's issues. So sex addiction, other things that men would struggle with, anger, control, those kind of things. She's putting those therapists together in a group who are going to begin to formulate an actual online daily steps to healing daily. So it's really like you're doing little things every day that are going to start rewiring the brain of that addict, rewiring, because an addict can say, I really don't want to buy sex anymore. I really don't want to do this. I don't want to buy porn, blah, blah, blah. And they have the best intentions, and I believe they really don't want to, but there's a hard wire in their brain that they cannot stop unless it's specifically redone. And so these therapists are going to create, through this app or platform, create an interactive way for men to begin to get their healing in their own private way and in their own private time. But it's calculated for you by your own points. Every time there's an activity done, there's a point given, and then your points lead to badges, and you get to see your badges moving across until you become a certain level, right? But the other good thing is they're going to create a network of these therapists that would be available at an additional cost to say, these guys can reach out and say, hey, I really need some one-on-one help. They don't want wife to know. They don't want kids to know. They don't want coworkers and dad and mom to know. They just want to get the help because they are now convicted. And so they can go into that side play. They can click a button on the app, and they can go into a network, and they can fill out a couple of questions and say, hey, this is who we are, and then get screened and then be matched to the perfect therapist. And then they can go in and do some, you know, one-on-one counseling on Zoom or, you know, if they're in the same community face-to-face. But I just feel like that's the way we're going to impact this demand side. We can't just bring guys on and rah, 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 rah. And because every man I talk to wants to get in the trenches and kill the pimps and the Johns. And then I get that. But at the same time, what I really need are men to go and grab the other guys who are the buyers. And we don't have to know whether you are or not, but we're just bringing as many guys into the fold as we can. And so those guys who are really suffering in silence can also get their healing in silence. They can get what they need without being exposed and humiliated in front of everybody. So Robson, you want to speak in a little bit to what you saw with that platform and kind of what your vision is on what you've learned so far, I guess.
Absolutely. I think it just gives us a centralized way to not only see kind of what our impact is through our ripple effect. So kind of like the, you know, if I sign up 10 guys, if 10 guys that I referred, they sign up 10, we can see all that and we can kind of build a men's community around each other and to help and support this great cause. But I think it just shows us kind of the impact we're having and also keeps us accountable. And there's many different things this app can do for us. It just will take it to the next level through video, through chats, through, you know, accountability, through and obviously seeing the ripple. How are you, what is your purpose in life and how are you contributing to the betterment of the world? How are we changing the world? I think we can do it through this platform. I'm on a job site currently. Sorry, a little out of breath. We're moving some trees around.
That's okay. Does anybody have any questions for me to this point? This is our very first Zoom call. This is being recorded so I can take the audio and upload it to our YouTube channel and then send you guys a link if you want to send this out to people. We'll do this again next Friday at 10 a.m. until we launch. And we just want this Zoom call to just keep growing and growing and growing. And we can just keep bringing the same information. But I want to open this up to anybody who might have any questions or comments or anything about this so far.
Yeah, I do. This is Shane Rusk here.
Hi, Shane.
Hey, good to meet you.
Yeah, online. You too.
Yeah, yeah. So this is all new to me, right? And then Celeste being a friend and I, me knowing her husband, and whatnot, I do kind of, I'm partial to them. I appreciate them. I think they're great. Therefore, I think you're great. And now, as far as the platform goes, because I'm new to this, I'm trying to conceptualize and put it all together. It sounds like there's a social gathering of sorts, app-based, right? There's some tech involved, and there's a safe place for both men and women to come to kind of seek a form of salvation, to get out of a lifestyle that is only harming them, right? Mm-hmm. For the women, I heard you say a safe house has been constructed. I kind of want to know, you know, do the funds go to that? How are the funds allocated? What would you need from the founding members? I heard $100 representative of a $500 membership per month. So is there a way to contribute beyond that? One, financially, I'm assuming. And then two, what does that do? Right. And I heard you say 380,000, which I thought was really costly, right? Per person to save. So then what of that 380?
Well, that's per 10. That's
to, okay.
That's,
sorry.
That's to give them care, restorative care, trauma, counseling, therapy, all the things, legal care, medical care for a year. That's
okay. So 38,000 per year. That's different. Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot more sense. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That clears that up. I was wondering how expensive it would be on a grand scale at 380. So 38,000, totally different.
Yeah. Poor okay. Girl, yeah.
Got it. Okay. And so that goes like, what does that break down to? You said healthcare cost. I'm assuming we get them treated. I don't know if we're even getting nitty gritty like STIs, right? Taken care of that they've acquired, yeah. You know, so medications and then, you know, the safe house itself, what does it cost to house them?
So we have, these are really good questions. So what we do right now, we have 5 acres with one 3-bedroom house, a 1-bedroom apartment. We have 3 cottages right now. One is a 1-bedroom cottage. And then the other two are 2 2-bedroom cottages, all on 5 acres. We raised the money and paid cash for that. And then we also paid cash for all the renovations by donations because we're 100% privately funded. We have no government grants. We have none of that. And so every penny we raise, we have a slide deck that I can share with you guys that has basically, I think we're at about 8% of every penny we raise goes to administrative costs. The rest of that goes to programs too. And so the money breaks down like this. We have the cost of the day-to-day living, the cost of the therapy, which the therapy in itself is really the most expensive part. We have the cost of all the medical care. So yes, all of the, Yes. All of the mm-hmm. little things that they come with is pretty, pretty upsetting. Mm-hmm. Then of course, any legal care that we have right now, we are in getting ready to look for a partner, for law, a family law for one of our residents. And then we have another one that has some charges against her that we have to help fight. There's just, this is stuff every single day, right? Then of course we have the frontline care. The girls require 24/7 care. They can never be left alone. All the food, all the education, all the things that they need from A to B, because we basically start them back at age 5. Like really, that's what it is. We give them all, they come with a bag, like literally like a Walmart bag, and that's their entire belongings. They never have an ID on them because the pimps take their IDs away from them. They never have any possessions at all. So we start them from the basics, and we buy them a whole, you know, not too many things, but we buy them a whole wardrobe of clothes to have whenever they get there. So it's really like, you know, it's everything you could imagine, plus all the therapy and all the groups and all the support that we have to pay for these girls, because they pay for nothing. And so that's where the money goes to. And that also is this particular mission is going to be going to the $6 million capital fund that we need to build out the entire Freedom Center, which is on the 5 acres, where we're going to expand out to add the rest of the 24 beds that we need in the back. And then also we have, which is going to be like 4 more cottages. And then we're building all these extra buildings in the front of the property for a, like an actual building just for therapy. So it's all the therapists in one building. We're building another building just for culinary arts and training, and another building just for education and equipping. So any college courses, any, like they all need a GED in most cases, anything that they can do to learn and to be equipped and to be trained would happen in there. And then of course, we're going to have a little chapel that will go up. We're needing to build a full garden so they can garden their own fruits and vegetables and flowers and stuff like that, because that's part of the therapy that we have. Everything is holistic and everything is all the different senses. So we have a full range of motion in the actual trauma care. So then we're building a chicken coop so they can harvest their own, you know, chicken eggs and all the things. So it's just it's a massive undertaking. It's the $6 million capital fund that we need to bring all of this to pass. And then of course, it's going to probably cost me about $1.5 million to $2 million a year to run the whole operation. So that's where this money, the fees are going towards that. And absolutely we always want our members to know there's always more that you can do. We can do fundraisers inside this group. We can do golf tournaments. We can do hunting tournaments. We can do so many different things to help raise that money. And it doesn't just stop there, because this problem is so big. And I've given the statistics to a few people that I've already talked to before, but there are 3,773 victims in America to every one safe house bed. So that means there's not even 700 beds in America for these girls once they're rescued, right? In Texas, there's a little bit over 1,200 victims for every one safe house bed. So that's how upside down we are. So once these girls are trafficked, they have about a 3 to 5 year lifespan, because they could be rescued, but they'll return within 48 hours at a 90% rate, because there's nowhere for them to go. So the cycle continues. And that's why their lifespan is so short after that. That's where the funds go. And yes, we can always do way more. As far as the 10 and the 100 and the $500 level, it different levels of opportunity go with your level of membership, right? So if you're only able to afford $10 a month, we still want you to be able to have the $500 a month capacity, which is the full range of offerings for healing and all the different exposures that you get at that level, all the different private clubs that you get at that level. And it's just like me. I always want to fly business class when I go to England. That's where my husband's from, but I'm not spending $8,000 on a round trip ticket. So we depend on our air miles. So I want to sit in the flatbeds, but I don't want to pay $8,000. So I want to use my air miles. So this is like the air miles, right? So you can be at a $10 level and you can earn your way to the top level by activity and by participation and counting your points and that kind of thing. Because we want everybody to get the healing. The 500-
yeah, Carla, can I say just a couple things? So just, yeah. Shane, just speaking to the vision of Men for Freedom, obviously the Safe House itself, $6 million when you have a group of men that are, you know, bringing their buddies on at 3 to 10 a piece at $10 to $100, whatever these guys are comfortable in giving monthly, this recurring revenue adds up. And the impact that we can have by just signing up 3 a piece over and over again is beyond this one project. This is the amount of money that can be raised to fight sex trafficking as a whole with a group of men that want to change the culture and change the world, is, we can't put a cap on that. So this is the initial cause. And this is God's calling for us, is to launch this and get this structure, get Bochy's Place and the structure of Bochy's Place duplicated over and over and over again. And we want to be able to fund every single one of those quickly. The 700 beds in 7 years, I want to crush that. And if Carla's doing her part and setting the structure of Bochy's Place, we can do our part in funding it and being the men we need to be for this country. And that's the whole sales pitch. You know, and that's what I pitched to all my buddies. And look, we got to do our thing. It wasn't 80 years ago that all this stuff kind of came to fruition with pornography. And why can't we change that for our kids? So that's my little purpose. That's my my goal. And most guys, you know, they don't want to know the details of everything, but we'll have everything available, and Carla will speak into us often. But yeah, that's kind of the way I look at it, just for a different point of view.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, and again, it is a cause I'm moved by. Simply, it's relative, right? I have two daughters myself. So, you know, you think about everything that she even just spoke about high level, not like leaving out detail. And you can already imagine, at least I can, I'm sure we all can imagine some of the torment and psychological damage done by that. But I couldn't imagine someone obviously getting a hold of one of my daughters and doing that, you know? I'm definitely passionate about it too. And I wouldn't hesitate to speak to anybody about the platform. That's why I just want to know more about it. And then I guess another detail I'd love to know is, how do y'all go about saving a woman? How do you go about finding these girls? And is there an infiltration being done? I mean, like, literally, do you know where these common houses are? Do they come to us? Do we go to them? What does that entail?
So what we do, Shane, and actually we are working with the Dallas Task Force right now as one of the NGOs that will be available. We're developing a whole new division of our ministry where one of the people in my team now has a real heart for this. And then another lady I just am hiring next month, she's coming on to help in that world. But we got approached by the Dallas Task Force to go in, and they're doing all these sting operations where they've literally been, you know, sussing out and checking out and setting up these sting operations where they're trafficking, you know, dozens of 12, 15 year old girls and up to, you know, 20 years old. And so they're going to go in, and they've been setting this up, but they're going in every single Wednesday and they're setting up the sting. And once these girls are taken out of the situation, they're bringing them up the road to a conference room inside of a motel where the NGOs like myself are going to be there. And we're going to talk to these girls and try to convince them to give up, you know, try to convince them to leave this life and come with us right now. Like, and the reason they don't leave is because they're scared for their life. One of the girls that I worked with over the last 6 years, when I very first met her, her pimp up until about 3 years ago had her parents' key to their home around his neck. That's how he kept her in control. because she was scared to death. If she left or did anything wrong, he would go and kill the parents because he did that to other people. So he was very much a man of his word in that respect. So they don't want to stay because they love being raped. They're scared to, and they're so brainwashed. They're so scared to leave. I just spoke to a girl the other day that's hiding in Wisconsin, and she has been found. She's part of the Aryan Brotherhood, and now they're all turning into traffickers. And so she's been found by them 3 times. And so now she was in North Carolina with this gang, and they moved her up to Wisconsin, and now they're trying to bring her to us. And so that's the stuff we hear every day. So we work with rescue organizations all around the United States. We work with rescue organizations. We work with Homeland Security. I worked with Homeland Security 2 weeks ago to try to transport a girl out of Maryland, I think it was. And so we work together with them all the time. And we also work with local courts, and we're setting up we've got a friendship and a relationship with the head counselor at the Denton County Jail. And so we're starting process with her now to start qualifying some of the girls she knows have been trafficked, that once they get released. So we coordinate with the courts to say, will you release them to us, like sentence them to us for 18 months. And if they leave, then they have to go to jail. And that's kind of our way to get these girls, you know, out of that space and not be in jail, but be here and start rebuilding them. So there's a whole bunch of stuff. As far as the sting operations are concerned, they asked me to come in there and do that. And I said, I'm not doing that because I have to stay focused on what I'm doing and stay focused on providing these beds and building this program. Because I know myself, much like you guys, if I get in that space and I'm around that, I'm going to want to sweep every single girl up and take her with me, and I'm going to be distracted and mad. So I'm calling up some of my team who have a heart and a passion for this, and I'm backing them. And so all that's going to be an extra expense as well. So this is another division that's coming out of our ministry. But you guys, honestly, I have to pay these people. We love volunteers, but they only come when they have spots of time. So I have to pay people to go do these things. And in order to do that, that takes money. And so it's just, you know, it is the organization, as John told you. I love that John and I have had this relationship. And for 12 years, his wife is the one that I called when I said, I got a vision from God. What does this sound like? And this was back in 2012, I think. It's just, you know, I've been working on this for a long time, and here we're at this point. And so, and the ministry is just growing and growing, and we're just following whatever the Lord said. But we just really believe that inside of this place, we can do, it's a two-prong effort. We can raise up warriors to help us fight the demand side. And we can also raise up men who want to say, we're going to, like, just like Robson just said, we're getting in here and we're going to do something about this because we can.
Yeah, Shane. Sorry, guys. One more thing. The way I like to think about it, it's this whole sex trafficking cycle is a 3-part deal in saving the restoration, saving of these women. You have to find them, and that's one pillar. Then they go in and infiltrate and save them, and then you have to restore them. The first two pillars of sex trafficking and saving these women, a lot of people work on that. And as Carla's passion has grown and we've learned more, we know there's a major issue on the third pillar. There's not enough restoration. There's not enough places. We can save thousands of women, but if we don't have places to restore them, then they're going to go right back in, and it's a vicious cycle. So we need to really strengthen our third pillar, as Bochy's Place is doing, and Men for Freedom is going to support that. And then as we grow and these pillars level out, we can allocate more money to different resources and keep it all level. So that's kind of the idea that I've come to.
Hey, Carlos, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, a couple quick things and I got to hop off and get to work. It's amazing how God keeps bringing me back into this, because it's what's amazing that's happened in the past couple of years is we bought property in East Texas and building a barnuminium, and it just so happens to be right next door to another ministry doing the same thing. And training people and building homes and things like that on that property. Our church has gone full blown into the pastor's wife has a huge heart for this. They're building safe house building right next to their church, basically downtown Fort Worth, right off 35.
Mercy. Yeah, Heather.
Yeah.
Yeah, Heather's a friend of mine. Yeah, I love what they're doing.
And that's another thing is it'd be awesome, and I'm sure y'all are, that all kind of working individually, but also together. That way, hey, I've got this more girls. I don't have capacity. Do you have room? Things like that, which I'm sure you are. And it's pretty neat the past couple of years with everything going on and more people waking up and kind of going down that rabbit trail and seeing what's really going on in the world and how everything is tied together, whether it's, you know, the trafficking, it's not, like you said, it's not just women, it's children. It's, you know, there's also, you know, children, whether it's girls, boys, all the underground stuff going on. It's far, far surpassed, far, far bigger than drug trafficking ever was. And people, more and more people are waking up to these things of what's going on. And it's really good timing, I think, because it's more people have their eyes open, but we still need more people to not just like, oh, that, okay, that's going on, but to take a stand and know how to look for signs whenever you're out and about at the store.
That's right.
And you see a man with a girl and, oh, that looks kind of odd, but not, you know, actually go to someone and say something about it. Cause it happens. I mean, my wife was actually approached by a couple of people in a Target parking lot when she, it was just her and my daughter at night. They said they're trying to sell something. And I told them, oh, it's probably a scam. One, they're trying to steal something, or one, they're trying to steal her.
That's right.
But she was very bold and said, you need to get away.
Good.
And it's, there's a lot involved with, I mean, it's encompassing, yes, rescuing the girls, but then also teaching people and men how to look for things, how to combat it. It's huge, but I think we are we're bringing the fight to them.
That's good. That's right. And we have plans, Brad. Honestly, we have sewn, Bochy's Place has sewn into Mercy culture and everything they're doing over there with the safe house they're you know, planning on starting. And we will continue to do that through this league because we want to support them building that. We want to support that monthly overhead. We know, and that's why I said earlier in the call, this is not just about Bochy's Place. This is about funding, bringing people together to fund this whole mission because, you know, nobody's in competition with each other in this work. We're all encouraging each other. We're all calling each other and saying, what are you doing? What are you not doing? You know, what works, what doesn't work? So I love that you're over there at Mercy. They're a phenomenal organization.
Yeah, it's do. It was tough leaving the previous church we were at for 17 years in the beginning, but now it's just amazing that God brought us there.
Yeah, it is so good. I'm so glad you're on this call.
Yeah, me too. I just feel like it's time.
It is.
Let's fight.
Let's do it. Yes. Does anybody else have any other questions? So we will meet again. I'm going to, let's see. I have Hunter and whose number ends in 4029 that is on a phone call?
It's Tammy Schenke.
Oh, hi, Tammy.
Hi.
I
couldn't get on the Zoom call, so I just did the call in. It wasn't
I love it
for me.
Yes. So Tammy's one of our RAs and we love her so much. Thank you for being here, Tammy.
Oh, I love you too, Carla. I'm glad to hear all of what's going on. It's amazing.
So everybody, let's see, Shane, I don't have, can you guys write down my cell phone number and text me your email address? Hunter and Shane, I don't have your information. Let's see, I have, Brad, I have your information. But can you guys, I have Celeste, but Robson, John, Lucretia. Okay.
So, I can get you. Yeah, I can get you. I can get you Hunter's, Carla.
Okay, good. Yeah, I just want information so I can send you guys the links to a short video I created on YouTube that you can just send out to people that gives just a real quick look into what we're doing. And then I can also edit this video and share the kind of me and John and Robson and then the questions so people can just listen in and hear, you know, when, you know, if they're interested. Also, just to let you guys know, on the April, does anybody remember what that date is? Hold on.
The 27th.
Is it the 27th or the?
Which one are you talking about?
For Josh Abbott.
27th.
Oh my gosh, it's the 27th. I've been saying like the 23rd. So Josh Abbott and his whole organization is it's called JAB, Josh Abbott Band, and then it cares, JAB Cares. And they're doing a fundraiser for Bochy's Place, which we are beyond honored about. They reached out to the Grapevine Metroplex area and said, hey, who knows of a safe house for sex trafficking that we can make the benefactor of a fundraiser we want to do. And they said they had an overwhelming response for Bochy's Place. I was so honored by that. And so they chose us and they're hosting a fundraiser at the VIN on that night. That's the 27th, right, Celeste?
Yes.
The 27th. Okay. And they are, that's going to be a phenomenal night, you guys. So they have a couple of bands playing. He's going to play a little bit and we're going to show a short film that was made, a true story about two of my survivors that we made into one story. And we might have a survivor there that I'm going to see if she's ready for that, but she's been out of the life about 7 years and she speaks with me in private locations. But we'll see how that goes, but we're excited about that. If you guys want to be part of that, I'll also send you the link for all of that, but I want to encourage you guys to go talk to guys, go get as many guys as you can on the next call. We're going to meet next Friday at 10 a.m. the same exact Zoom link. It's just on repeat. And go talk. Let's get these 500 guys together and let's just kick the teeth out of this thing. I love what my friend says. Let's go torture the devil. So thank you guys so much for being on this call and for giving me a chance to share my heart and my passion and this vision. And I really look forward to seeing you guys next week. And let's have a goal of bringing back a whole troop of guys next week. And if you guys, I'm going to send each one of you my cell phone number, if you don't have it, and then please feel free to text me anytime you have any questions. If you have anybody you want to speak me to speak to, I'm going to grab this phone number real quick. If you have anybody you want me to speak to about this in a bigger scale, you can text me back and we can set a meeting and do that. So there we go. You guys have a beautiful weekend. God bless you guys. And thank you for all your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carla. Thanks, Carla. Everybody.
Bye-bye.